Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of The Jimbo Show, your one-stop podcast for all things knives and self-defense. As some of you may know, knife laws in the U.S. can get a little confusing depending on which state you're in. Some places have really strict rules about what you can and can't carry around in public. So today I'm here to break down the basics of which blades tend to be banned or restricted across many parts of the country. First up, switchblades and automatic knives. These bad boys made a name for themselves back in the mobster days, since they can flick open wicked fast with just the push of a button. Unfortunately, this also made them a favorite weapon of street gangs, so Uncle Sam said nope and put a federal ban on them way back in 1958. Next, we've got balisongs, or butterfly knives as they're sometimes called. These acrobatic blades have handles that fold around the sharp part, and all the cool kids play with them by flipping them open and closed super swiftly. But because of this, many states see them as more of a danger than a tool. A lot of places will slap you with a fine if they catch you carrying one around. Gravity knives are another sneaky type that gets banned alongside switchblades. Even though they don't have any moving parts, these knives can flick open with just a flick of the wrist thanks to gravity. Law enforcement says this makes them too easy to pull out unexpectedly in sketchy situations. Daggers, dirks, and stilettos are usually verboten too, since they're more for stabbing than slicing. Their super pointy tips are just asking for trouble. Bowie knives, named after the legendary frontiersman Jim Bowie, also face restrictions in some spots due to their blade length and ability to inflict damage. So in summary, folks, keep your knives legal and on the down low. Make sure to check your local laws so you don't end up doing time for carrying a blade that's a no-no. Always remember, a knife is a tool, not a weapon, unless it's for self-defense, in which case, you better know how to use it. That's all the knife law know-how for today. Join me next time when I'll be spilling the beans on great places to go blade shopping and chatting about my latest collection additions. Until then, stay sharp out there.